What does home mean when it disappoints you from the moment you arrive? The house on Mango Street, small, red with crumbling bricks and windows so narrow they seem to squint, represents both triumph and betrayal. It's the first house Esperanza's family owns, free from landlords and shared yards, yet nothing like the dream her parents promised. The stairs lean like angry eyebrows. The front door swells in rain. A nun once spotted young Esperanza playing outside their previous apartment and asked, "You live there?" Her tone made Esperanza feel like nothing. That moment crystallized a determination. One day she'd have a house she could point to without shame. But houses are never just buildings in this narrative. They're symbols of identity, repositories of dreams, markers of social status. While her parents call Mango Street temporary and soften reality with promises of someday, Esperanza knows better. She's seen too many temporary situations become permanent, too many dreams defer to necessity. This tension between gratitude and disappointment colors everything, creating a space where past and future struggle to coexist. In English, my name means hope. In Spanish, it means too many letters. Esperanza exists between cultures where translation never fully conveys meaning. Her name changes depending on who speaks it harsh. In English classrooms, musical and Spanish households, each pronunciation carries different expectations. She fantasizes about renaming herself Zize the X, something uniquely hers that cannot be mispronounced. For others, language barriers create profound isolation. Mamacita knows only 8 English words and remains trapped in her apartment, crying, "No speak English," when her son sings Pepsi commercials. Geraldo dies anonymously after a hit and run because he couldn't communicate his identity. Esperanza's bilingualism gives her power, yet true empowerment comes from finding her own voice. When Aunt Lupe tells her, "You just remember to keep writing, Esperanza. It will keep you free," she offers a prophecy that shapes everything. Through storytelling, Esperanza transforms experience into meaning. I put it down on paper, and then the ghost does not ache so much. Writing becomes both documentation and healing, a way to honor her community while transcending its limitations. High heels transform everything. When Esperanza and her friends try on dancing shoes, their skinny legs suddenly become good to look at, attracting unwanted male attention. A drunk man offers Rachel a dollar for a kiss. They hide the shoes afterward, suddenly tired of being beautiful. This moment reveals that female beauty carries both power and danger, that crossing into womanhood means navigating a world that objectifies and threatens. Sally seems sophisticated with her eyes like Egypt and makeup, but she trades sexual favors for protection from her abusive father. Maureen stands under streetlights waiting for romance to change her life. These women use sexuality as currency in a world offering few other resources. Esperanza's own sexual awakening comes with violence. At a carnival, waiting for Sally, she's assaulted by boys. "Sally, you lied. It wasn't what you said at all." The stark contrast between romantic expectations and brutal reality leaves her disillusioned. Yet alternative models exist. Alicia studies at university despite her father's insistence that a woman's place is sleeping so she can wake up early with the tortilla star. 3 mysterious sisters recognize something special in Esperanza, telling her she will go very far. These glimpses fuel Esperanza's determination not to become tame like the others who lay their necks on the threshold waiting for the ball and chain. Rafaela's husband locks her inside when he goes out because she's too beautiful to be left alone. She lowers a shopping bag on a clothesline so children can buy her coconut juice. Her small taste of the tropical drinks at dance halls where she longs to go before she gets old. Sally escapes her father's violence through early marriage, only to find a husband who forbids her from looking out windows or talking on the telephone. For others, confinement is economic or social. Esperanza's mother laments her abandoned potential. "I could have been somebody, you know." Though she speaks 2 languages, can sing opera, fix televisions, and draw, she quit school because she didn't have nice clothes. Rosa Vargas's children run wild after their father abandons them. The community tries to help, but eventually gives up. Against these constraints, women develop resistance. Maureen wears dark nylons and Avon lipstick, dreaming of downtown jobs and marriage into a better life. Minerva writes poems on tiny papers after her children sleep, even as her abusive husband repeatedly leaves and returns. Esperanza observes these strategies critically, gradually developing her own response. Writing emerges as her unique form of resistance through storytelling. She preserves memory and imagines alternatives beyond the physical and social constraints limiting other women. The gap between expectation and reality defines Mango Street. The house disappoints immediately. But the house on Mango Street is not the way they told it at all. A metaphor for the immigrant experience, where American dreams meet American realities. For many characters, dreams become survival mechanisms. Mamacita clings to memories of her pink Mexican house. Ruthie claims she's just visiting, though she never leaves. Violence and necessity interrupt dreams. Sally's romantic fantasies lead to marriage that becomes another confinement. Esperanza's mother abandoned artistic aspirations for domestic life. Yet Esperanza's dreams evolve from wanting a house, like the ones on TV, to something deeper. Not a man's house, not a daddy's. A house all my own, representing autonomy and creative freedom. A space for myself to go, clean as paper before the poem. The three mysterious sisters recognize Esperanza's potential while warning of responsibility. When you leave, you must remember to come back for the others. This transforms individual aspiration into communal vision. Esperanza's dream of escape becomes simultaneously a dream of return success, not just for herself, but for those who cannot out. Esperanza learns storytelling's power early. Her father spins hopeful tales of a future house, while her mother warns against romantic dependency. These family narratives sustain hope while masking disappointment. Her own storytelling begins privately. "I like to tell stories. I tell them inside my head." She transforms mundane moments, and so she trudged up the wooden stairs, her sad brown shoes taking her to the house she never liked, and documents vanishing stories. Marine waiting under streetlights, Minerva writing poems after her children sleep, Geraldo dying anonymously. Writing transforms pain. After trauma, storytelling offers processing and agency. The fragmented vignettes circling back mimic memory's workings. By the conclusion, writing becomes Esperanza's path forward. "One day I will pack my bags of books and paper and say goodbye to Mango Street." Yet this departure isn't abandonment. "They will not know I have gone away to come back, for the ones I left behind, for the ones who cannot out." In a world silencing marginalized voices, storytelling becomes resistance and remembrance. Your story matters because of where you come from. The house, the street, the struggles, these aren't chains but threads to weave into something beautiful. Write it down. Claim your story, claim your freedom, and light the way for others.